Hey, you scruffy-looking nerf herders. Welcome to Records of the Republic, a podcast where we talk about all things Star Wars, from canon to the EU to Legends content and more. We are your hosts, Wade and Kevin, and we're going to make the jump to light speed as we try to tackle today's topic of conversation with you. Strap yourself in and don't get cocky as we embark on this journey together into the Star Wars universe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Records of the Republic. As always, my name is Wade, and joined with me is Kevin. It's just the two of us. Just the two of us.
A dynamic duo.
That's right. Alex is working on figuring out some technical difficulties. We're trying to work through him with that. Our IT specialist, Kevin, has been kind of on top of that, kind of trying to work with him on that. Just in case you hadn't known this, Kevin, I'm gonna break this news to you. Disney has officially ruined Star Wars.
Wow.
I mean, rest totally trash. I mean, Star Wars is dead. I don't know if you've seen that anywhere in recent months.
Call this the funeral of Star Wars.
I hate to break it to all of our listeners this late on, but Star Wars is dead. It's officially over. Hang up the towel, the cape, whatever. You're done. Move along. Go find something else.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, man.
The podcast is dead, too.
That really
our friendship
sucks.
Is dead.
Oh, no. All right. All right, jokes aside. Now. Dude, I am so over the crap that I've been seeing online.
Talk to me about it. I've been kind of busy this week. I haven't really been on social media.
So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about episode 3 and 4 of The Acolyte. And episode 3 had this big brouhaha. You know, people were basically trolling about how Leslie Headland is making, you know, Star Wars gay. They're making it feminine. You know, Star Wars, the Force is now a female, you know, all this, I mean, like, all this crap just constantly. And they're like, episode 3 is going to introduce this new, almost like new world order kind of thought for how the Force is viewed and, you know, all this crap. I mean, like, total end of the world kind of apocalyptic crap. And freaking, then we get to episode 3 and there's nothing out of line. literally nothing whatsoever in episode 3 felt out of place. You know, I agree with the only thing that I thought was kind of weird was the kind of singing chant that the witches did. That's the only thing but that's just the music admirer in me was like, that's not really my thing. But it still felt like it fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're from a different galaxy. Like they're supposed to do things a little bit differently than how we do things.
I've given myself a pep talk for the last 24 hours, telling myself I need to watch my language. I need to, you know, kind of
family show.
It's a family show, but oh my gosh, this might be our first rated R episode because something. I've just been so freaking. I don't want to even say pissed because I don't really like to get angry
you
with
seem
people.
Pissed.
But I'm frustrated. I think I'm disappointed. I'm pulling the dad card. I am disappointed in some of these Star Wars fans. So they complained about that leading up into episode 3, stirring up a bunch of crap. Nothing happened in episode 3 that was out of line. Everything in that fit in Star Wars so perfectly. And then on the flip side, after episode 3 came out, they started complaining about, you know, all of the, they use the Force or dark magic or whatever to create life. But I thought Plagueis was the first, you know, all that Plagueis Palpatine stuff. Awesome. Whatever. They started complaining about all of that. And they're like, I guess we can just throw all this away. And it's like, no, you don't have to throw any of it away. We could very easily find out that this coven of witches, which was killed off, and, you know, had something recorded somewhere that Plagueis stumbled across.
What if the stories fit together?
Oh my God. Holy crap. You mean like a puzzle?
Maybe.
Like Lego blocks? Dude, I don't understand the stupidity. And I know a lot of it is egged on by, you know, certain theoretical social media influencers that belong to the Star Wars fandom, I guess you could say. And I'll leave it there. I won't call him out directly, but we've called him out before, and he's an a-hole. I'm over the crap. He's gotten worse and worse and worse over the years. And it's like, dude, you can dislike something and not like flip your lid and cause a bunch of people to flip their lids. Like you can have a discussion about disliking something without being an a-hole.
I saw something today that you just reminded me of. It was, I don't remember where I saw it, but it was somebody saying that Star Wars hasn't changed, right? Like Star Wars is telling the same sorts of stories. You don't hate Star Wars. You just wish you were a kid experiencing Star Wars again. And you're an adult experiencing it. So it feels different.
Yes, absolutely. So that started happening and they were complaining about all of that. And now I will give him some credit here because he did do a funny spoof video. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's of the conversation between Palpatine and Anakin when he's telling him about, you know, the tragedy of Darth Plagueis. And he twists it obviously to kind of, you know, add in stuff that happens in this, and he does it comically. And I think that by itself, funny, totally cool. Yeah. It's a lot some of the satire. Other crap that he puts out there that I'm like, dude, why are you stirring up a bunch of crap just to stir? Like, I don't know if he's just not getting enough views lately or, you know, what. He's not getting the limelight that he wants, whatever.
Well, unfortunately, this is what gets him the views.
Yes. Yes, it does. So then we move into episode 4. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, don't listen. I guess I should have said that for episode 3, but it's over a week now. If you're listening, that's on you. But spoiler alert, Ki-Adi-Mundi returns. He shows up, which was super cool. Like when Kevin and I were watching it, Kevin texted me because you were about, what, like 9 minutes,
couple
9 or
minutes
10
behind
minutes behind
you,
me,
yeah.
Something like that. And you texted me and you were like, Ki-Adi-Mundi? And I'm like, I mean, that could be him. I don't know. I don't know how old he was. And that's where a majority of the fandom is. Most of these characters don't have actual birth dates listed outside of canon. So for all that it really matters, they could have been born anytime. You know, a lot of people were discussing whether the Keldor we saw, which is not Plo Koon, it was confirmed, but whether that Keldor was a younger Plo Koon, because he would have been old enough by his previously established birth date to technically have shown up in this show. But we got Ki-Adi-Mundi. That was really cool. I loved it. I didn't think there was anything questionable about it. But apparently...
It wasn't a throwaway cameo. Like, he came, said a couple words, looked fantastic.
Apparently... his birth date in the EU in some book or comic, I didn't bother to even go down that rabbit hole, because at this point it doesn't matter what it was in the EU. It what matters is what's in canon,
right?
And his birth date was different, so he technically by EU standards would not have been alive at this time. His birth date was supposed to be later. Well, this retcons that. Not really a huge deal. It's a very, very minor detail. But people blew up over it.
Of course they did. It's honestly not even really a retcon.
No, because it wasn't canon in the first place. You know, and that's the problem with people taking Legends content in EU and making it canon. You know, we try to have the approach of, hey, this is headcanon until something in actual canon conflicts with it. And then it's no longer canon.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all, like we always say, it's all make-believe. Like,
it's all made up.
if you want to walk around thinking that Ki-Adi-Mundi, like, that's not actually him and he's not born yet, then you feel free, right? I'm not going to tell you what to think.
I mean, yeah. And if you want to pretend to be illiterate and you can't read the credits, that's totally cool too. I mean, I'm totally on board with you, Kevin. 100%.
No, people can think what they want, but I'm not going to ever tell somebody what to think. But if you're going to tell me something that is like factually incorrect or that you know better, like, come on, you're angry for no reason.
Yep, absolutely.
You can still enjoy this thing over here. Go do it.
So there was a bunch of grief about that. And then Wikipedia apparently, like yesterday, caught a whole bunch of flack because they updated his birth date to reflect the canon birth date in The Acolyte. And people lost their crap. I mean, they literally went to the point of sending death threats, like telling them you need to die, you need to... your pets need to, I mean,
oh
just
my
like,
God.
And there are screenshots of this and just ridiculous, like a whole nother
so
level.
So stupid. What do they think? What do they think Wikipedia is?
I have no idea. So I just, that's the thing to me. Like Wikipedia is a collection of Star Wars knowledge. And what they will do is fill in blanks where canon leaves blanks. They will fill in with the EU. Now, they will always mark that it is Legends content.
Yep.
Or it's canon. You know, certain things that are or aren't, they're very diligent about that. And all they're doing is keeping track. It's not like they're, you know, they're not here to make a stand and say, no, we disagree with, you know, they don't make the
rule. It's information.
That's all it is. It's a resource. All Wikipedia is hey, I'm going to look up... what was Ki-Adi-Mundi's birth date? Okay, according to canon, this is what it is. That's according to current canon. That's it.
I don't understand why people are still fighting this fight.
I don't either. It's incredible to me that people have gone from, I would say it really started with The Last Jedi, but from that point on and just constantly fighting against Disney stuff. Like, at this point, you've got to realize, get on board or ship out.
They fought George, though, too.
Which kills me. Because George, there was a quote circulating lately about how, you know, fans would, like, murder him for making just the slightest retcon or change. And my biggest thing that I like to point out to people now, because a lot of people are ignorant and stupid, and... I say those two things separately because they are different. Some people are ignorant and just don't know, and some people are just stupid. But George originally conflicted with a lot of EU Legends content. Like, what George did with Attack of the Clones directly conflicts with things that happen in the Heir to the Empire trilogy. George himself conflicted with a bunch of stuff from the EU and Legends all the time. And then you've got someone who's trying to be this gatekeeper. I won't say his name, but in theory, he's an awful Star Wars fan. And he sits there and he says, well, we just, you know, I really stand for George's legacy. Like that's, you know, I'm here to protect what George. And I'm like, dude, you're full of it. Your head's so far up your butt. You're not paying any attention.
The arrogance. Actually,
I don't understand it. So I'm not going to give him a lot more attention than that.
George doesn't need him to do it. George didn't ask him to do it. Nobody wants him to do it. No. The arrogance to think that that's his role is nuts.
Absolutely. So we, of course, band together with a lot of Star Wars fans on Twitter who were just like, hey, we're kind of done with this. We started, you know, I've been blocking a lot of accounts lately. And listen, that's not to say if you listen to us and you disagree with our takes, that's cool. I'm totally cool with that because there is enough Star Wars for everyone. We started off the podcast with that mentality. We are continuing the podcast with that mentality. There is enough Star Wars for everyone. There are things you're going to like. There are things you're going to dislike. Be respectful. At the end of the day, that's all it is. Respectfully disagree on something. That should be common sense, but common sense is not common anymore. And that has been the biggest problem I've been seeing lately. So it's been super frustrating, but it's been also been super encouraging, because on the flip yeah. side of all of that negativity, I'm seeing a lot of the positivity. And even people who aren't the biggest fan of the Acolyte saying, hey, like it or hate it, it's still canon. Like on our TikTok video that we posted recently in support of Wikipedia, shameless plug there, go check it out. But holy cow, it's been blowing up my phone like all day with people going back and forth. And there have been people on there who have clearly said, hey, Acolyte's not my cup of tea. I don't like it. I don't think it's well written, or, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, it's still Star Wars and it's still canon. Like, you can right. argue all you want, but it makes no sense. You're just wasting air. So, and might I say, valuable air that some of the rest of us would like to have instead. So stop, hold your breath just for a little bit. Just maybe connect your brain to your mouth a little bit.
I'm very, very sick and tired of people acting like their opinion is the objective truth.
Yes.
It's all subjective. All of it.
100%. So
if you don't like it, watch something else, do something yeah, else.
Just move don't, on to another
but
fandom.
Don't tell me it's objectively bad. It's objectively poorly written. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't care what you have to say. I have not watched a single Acolyte episode so far that I haven't enjoyed.
There is no Star Wars that I don't enjoy.
There's Star Wars that I don't enjoy as much.
I know, and that's where
we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have. There's none that I don't like. There's some that I like more than others. There are things that I wish were a little bit different. But
Kevin,
I watch all of it and I enjoy all of it.
I don't hate you for that. Do you hate me for that?
Not for that.
Oh, okay. We're trying to get the point across that we shouldn't hate. That's kind of the bottom line here. So, but I mean, it's really that simple. I don't hate you for liking what you like, even though I dislike it. You don't hate me for liking what I like, even though you dislike it. Bada bing, bada boom.
It's very you know? Easy. Very easy. That's very it. Peaceful.
That's all it needs to be. So yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I've been, I just don't get it. I really don't. So
this is how we're going to get no new Star Wars. This is how you're going to get Wikipedia to not do anything anymore. And
now, Wikipedia has
thick
skin. They've been great about all
this.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. But at a certain point, you got to think that they'll get to, like, if it continues and they continue to get death threats and stuff, you got to think there's a point where it's like, fine, I'm done.
I don't think they will. We had another situation like that happen about a week ago where a very big Star Wars account, like 27,000 followers, kind of big, was just like, hey, I'm done with the negativity. Like, I can't post anything positive about the Acolyte, you know, or about stuff I like. And it's like 30 to 40 comments every single post about how awful Disney and Star Wars is and how Disney has ruined it. So he's like, I'm out. I'll be gone. I'm probably deleting the account. I'm just done. And I had a bunch of people had reached out to him and were like, no, don't do that. Don't, like, you can't let them win at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, you got to start muting and blocking people.
Yep. That's what it comes down to. If you've got to do that for, you know, however many days until that 30 or 40 becomes 20 and becomes 10 and then eventually stops happening altogether, you know, just do it. But yeah, I'm so tired of all the hate stuff. So knock it off, guys. Like, there's enough ugliness in the world as it is with everything going on. Let's just try and enjoy this together. Like, all right, if you don't like this, let's talk about Revenge of the Sith. A lot of people like Revenge of the Sith. Or let's talk about New Hope or, you know, whatever.
Credit to the people out there that are spreading the positivity and defending these things and not taking the crap from these people. Shout out to Qui-Gon Jenna. That's one account that is always doing a good job. I can't remember his handle, but his name is Jacob. I'll tweet it out. He's got a good YouTube channel that I like. But he's one that's always, you know, sharing positive things and fighting back against the negative ones. RFB is always positive, loves all of it. So there's a bunch of accounts that if you're looking for positivity and getting away from the negativity, it's out there.
And that's been cool. There have been a lot of trending tweets out lately that are like, hey, for those of us who are of the Star Wars fandom and want positive influences, you know, or people to connect with, you know, tag them in the comments. So we tagged a handful, like maybe 10 accounts, and, you know, Qui-Gon Jenna was one of them. And then you got like FACPA Podcast, Plo Cool, like some of these guys out here that are just constantly just super engaging and super positive, you know,
they're having fun.
They're the people that we want to be surrounded by. You know, I hate to start listing things because then I always am like, oh, I didn't mention them or I didn't mention, but like, yeah. You know, Distant it's Echoes right. Podcast, they're fun. Brown Squadron, Hyperspace Heroes, Scarif, Row with Scarif. I've really enjoyed listening to them because they lately have, I think it's Rowan Brad, I think is his name. But they actually are not, they have not been like the hugest fans of Acolyte here and there. You know, they kind of got mixed reviews, which I like listening to because it's very different than, you know,
yeah.
I'm trying not to look at this with rose-colored glasses, but I'm really enjoying it as a whole. Like, I really, really, really enjoy it. Like, I'm trying to find things, not specifically to pick it apart, but I'm trying to find things to see, you know, is this something that really doesn't jive with me or is this really not my thing, you know, just to see. And I haven't found a lot, if anything, but they have. And so it's been kind of cool listening. But at the end of the day, they like start and end their podcast by telling people like, hey, there's enough to go around. Like, everyone likes different things. That's okay. You know, don't hate us for disliking this or liking that. We're going to treat you with the same respect, you know? So, but stuff like that. I'm over.
The last thing I'll say about it is imagine being a part of a fandom to be negative about. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, if you're not having fun, then maybe it's not for you.
Just to tear people down. Like, why?
Go find a different one. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
There's so many out there that you might enjoy a little bit better. There's nobody's handcuffing you here.
You know, they probably, to me, they sound more like Trekkies than Star Wars fans. But
maybe. Yeah, they can go over there.
Star Trek sucks. Just kidding. Well, not 100%. We can get into that another day.
I've never really watched it.
I've watched some of it. I liked, what is it, Next Generation, I think, with Patrick Stewart. The original was very corny. It very much felt like a product of its era. Some of the new movies I've enjoyed, and that's probably about all. I haven't watched any of Picard, which is the newest show, I think, that came out. And they have an animated one, I think, going right now as well. But I never got into Star Trek because it was a little bit more on the realistic side, kind of like what if, you know, we actually sent ships into space to explore and stuff like that. And
sure.
Star Wars is like people moving things with their mind and lightsabers and, you know, like blasters are way cooler than phasers. Sorry, but not sorry. Anyway, all right, now we'll actually talk about Acolyte.
Let's do it.
Well, actually, before that, did you see some of the things I posted that we're getting in Lego?
I don't think so.
So they released the pictures of the Dark Falcon.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
I thought they were leaked. I didn't think that was official.
I thought they officially released them as of now.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. They were originally leaked. But it looks really slick. Like, it looks like if Vader were to trick out the Falcon, you know, with all the black and the red trim, and I love it. But we get Darth Jar Jar, we get Darth Rey, we get Jedi Vader, which is really cool. That looks like a dope figure. Darth Dex, we get Beach Luke, which I don't know how that fits in, but I'm super excited to see. And then I forget what the other, Bounty Hunter C-3PO. So we get some really kind of interesting takes on different characters. And of course, Darth Jar Jar, I'm super stoked for.
I want just the minifigs.
Well, that I don't want all the minifigs.
I do.
I want the Falcon though. Really want the Falcon, and I want Jedi Vader, and I want Darth Jar Jar. and maybe Beach Luke.
So you want the minifigs too?
I want the minifigs. Darth Dex is the only one that I'm like, and whatever. Yeah. But then they also released the X-Wing and TIE Fighter set.
I saw that.
Which is really cool because unlike previous sets where, you know, each ship is built by itself, you know, these two are specifically built to have interchanging wings. Like they're going to show up in this, you know, rebuild the galaxy, what if kind of thing. So you just pop the wings off from the X-Wing and put them on the TIE Fighter.
That's cool.
So you have the TIE Wing or, you know, the X-Fighter or whatever. Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I forget who we get in that one. I think we get one of the main characters from the show. I forget who else. And then we get like a McDonald's looking R2 unit. Like that's what everyone's been saying is it looks like it's straight up like an advertisement for McDonald's because it's red, yellow. I mean, it looks like Ronald McDonald in an R2
form. That's funny.
So it's kind of cool. But I'm really excited to see because I think they're also, if I remember correctly, we should be getting a leak sometime soon of Jedi Bob and his Starfighter. So I'm hoping we get that soon. If I remember correctly, we should be. So I'm really stoked, especially with opening this Lego store, and because tomorrow is officially my last day with the pest control.
That's great.
I bet
you're excited.
Oh man, we're going over to my parents' house for dinner, and then my dad and I are waking up to play golf in the morning, which he hasn't done in like 20 something years, maybe 30. So pretty stoked about that. And then Sunday I fly out to Salt Lake to start training. So
wow.
I'm like nerves on end, anxious in a good way, anxious in a bad way, all that fun stuff.
So this will probably be like, this might be the last one that you're able to do for a little while.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that just cause I'm bringing the light and the microphone and everything with me. So, and I'm not going to have, cause the nice thing is we've got the time difference between where you're at and where I'll be at in Salt Lake City. So even though on Thursday next week, I'll be getting off at like 8:30 at night, it'll only be 5:30 your time.
No,
other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that works. Yeah. I won't be recording next week.
Edit that out.
unless I get off way early, I will not be recording next week. So yeah, this may be my last recording for like a couple weeks. But then I should be able to jump back on.
You got to clip that and post it.
Whoops. All right. Anyway, so all of that Lego stuff aside, I did pick up, and I won't say which sets they are because I don't want everyone else copying me, but I had picked up a couple of Lego sets, Star Wars sets that came out. One came out a while ago, but the other one came out recently, and I haven't decided if I'm going to open them because what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to play an experiment here. And I guess I could still open them and keep them and still know if I was right. But I want to see which ones, based on the minifigures, which ones shoot up in value in the next year after they, you know, after they get retired. Because I have a theory that I'm able to pick them out correctly, but I want to see if I'm correct about that first. So I won't say which sets they were, but I picked up a couple specifically for that purpose. So I'm really excited to start. Dude, I've just been living on cloud nine, knowing that I'm about to go get paid to play with Lego. Like
that's pretty dope.
It's really hard to beat. All right. Anyway, Acolyte episode 3, Destiny. Kevin, initial thoughts. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kevin. I meant to say this because obviously we're late on it, but happy late Father's Day.
Oh, thanks, man. You too.
Totally forgot about that. All right, continue. Acolyte, episode 3, Destiny.
That one, it was a change of pace, in my opinion, from the first two. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I would not say I enjoyed it as much as the first two, but I definitely, it left me like, it was another, just like this past episode, it was an episode where I ended it and I was like, damn, I'm not ready. Like I'm more. Cause I always say I don't like 2 episode releases because it's hard to watch them in time for recording. Right. I wanted more.
Yep.
I definitely enjoyed how it ended. It left us all talking for the whole week. You know, what happened? Did the Jedi take part in the fire? There's no way that Mei was able to do all that damage so quickly. Like, that happened so fast. You know, and it one of my favorite conversations to have is, are the Jedi the good guys? In that episode really gave fodder to that fire. We don't know. We still don't have the answer.
We do. Of course the Jedi are the good guys.
From a certain point of view, maybe. The thing that I'm enjoying about this show is how it's answering a lot of questions very, very early, which mm-hmm. leads me to think that we got a bigger story to tell here. It's either that or it's going to flop, and it's going to be the most boring last four episodes. But the storytelling, I think, is really well-paced. Episode 3 in particular, my hope is that that's as filler as it's going to get. It wasn't filler, but
no, I didn't definitely think so by any.
It wasn't filler, but it was a slowdown until the end.
Sure.
There were a couple lines that I particularly liked. The main line being from Indara, talking about how, you know, we have a right to at least test. That's interesting. I want to know more about that. I've heard a couple theories about why that is. You know, it's a law of the Republic.
Right.
But that kind of gives me a window to creep in. Like, are they the good guys? Like, what actually gives them the right?
So, well, I'll let you continue talking about episode
3. No, go ahead.
Okay. So I loved episode 3 thoroughly, in and out. Even the singing part that I was like, maybe kind of, you know, we are one, we are two, we are many, or whatever. I think that was the song. But there wasn't anything, like I said, that felt out of place. I love witches. I love witches in Star Wars. Like from Dathomir. Now, my experience with witches is different than some folks who are older than me. Because they actually first showed up, I believe, if I'm correct, in the EU books, before they showed up in, you know, Clone Wars and so on and so forth. But Dathomir is a cool planet. We got it in Clone Wars. We got it in Rebels. We got it in Tales of the Empire. We're getting some more of it in Ahsoka, because that's where they're heading. Fallen Order. Yeah, I mean, it's been all over. And then we learn there are more witches of different kinds on Dathomir after Tales of the Empire, you know, and it looks more like a light side based kind of coven. So really interesting. And then seeing this new coven show up. All right. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, I really, really like seeing some
of it. It makes sense.
They all have different ideas and different, you know, interpretations of their powers, their source of their powers, you know, that kind of thing. Definitely didn't feel like anything felt out of place. I liked the whole thread discussion of kind of their view on the Force in that regard. I thought that was very interesting. You know, it's just like, you know, the world we live in now has how many different religions? And in those religions, how many different sects does each religion have? You know,
right.
You look at Christianity by itself, you've got Catholicism, you've got you know, your Baptist, your Methodist, your Episcopalians, your Presbyterians, your Pentecostals, you know, your anyway, you get the point. And that's just one, you know, they all technically fall under this one religion. And, you know, as it spreads out, you've got a lot of these people that believe different things about, you know, the same thing. And so it's very interesting and fascinating to see kind of other, you know, because it's always been, for the longest time, it was always Jedi Sith, Jedi Sith, Jedi Sith. You got dark side, you know, the Force is mine. I control the Force. And then you've got the light side, the Jedi, who are, you know, the guardians of light. They're the good guys, quote unquote. They're the ones who, you know, serve, and, you know, they are guided by the Force. And, you know, so that was our main perception of the Force for the longest time. And now we're getting all these different kind of groups out there who also are Force sensitives. And, you know, I think I'm willing to bet that they're going to use this to expand on the Old Republic and start touching that content. And I think that's where, you know, Indara's line of, you know, we have the right to test children by Republic law. I think it's probably Republic law because they're going to start diving into the Jedi and Sith wars from the Old Republic and the threat that the Sith posed to the Republic allowed the Republic to kind of come to this place in mind where they need to say, hey, the Jedi need to be able to test this so we can get ahead of this issue before it occurs again. And I
that doesn't make them the good guys, Wade. I don't think that that,
well,
what you said makes sense.
I agree to an extent. I think their motives are right. Their practice is not necessarily right, but along those lines, you know, you got to give Indara some credit there as well, because they didn't jump to action, you know, when Torben was taken over or anything like that. I want to know, you know, when they said the planet, they didn't know the planet was inhabited. I want to know a little bit more about that. Because my theory is that they probably didn't, and they were maybe tracking down some kind of rumor about, I think the Acolyte was on the planet at the time of all of this going on. I don't think the Jedi killed the witches. I very much think he was involved. And so is Mother Cordal, is it? Is that her name? Cordal? You know, the Zabrak mother, the one who actually carried the girls. Anyway, I think she was involved in this, because that was one of the things a lot of people have noticed, is that when you pan across all the bodies of all the witches, you don't see hers anywhere. And so I think she was involved in this to an extent. I don't think the Jedi slaughtered them, at least not necessarily willingly. I think there was either a forced conflict kind of situation where it was like a misunderstanding, kind of like you get with the Umbara clone arc, where you've got the clones crossfiring at each other because of the bad orders from Krell. I wonder if something like that happened. And it wouldn't surprise me either, because, you know, look at what is all of the prequels. The prequels is all forced conflict by one guy manipulating, this one puppet master manipulating both sides. I'm kind of wondering if there's something there. So that's fascinating to me. I think the Jedi learned about Mei and Osha specifically because they had gone past their limits outside a city and were out in the woods using the Force openly. And I think that's how Sol found out about them. And then the Jedi kind of started wanting to explore that, you know, thought process. Okay, here are two kids that are Force sensitive. They should be tested. But what I was saying is Indara did finish up her statement with, if you allow it. And I think that's a big deal, because by law, she could just say, we have the right to test, and end it there.
Sure.
But she's giving them that opportunity to say yes or no. And I think she would have respected it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that they're outright evil, but I think the fact that she is saying that gives you a window into how the Jedi view themselves at this point in time.
I wonder if you know, I know the Jedi are not supposed to be afraid, but I think there's a general fear amongst the Republic of having the same things happen that happened in the Old Republic again. And so I wonder if that's kind of feeding into the Jedi Order and their mentality on, hey, we're doing this to serve the Republic. We're doing this.
I definitely get the vibe that there's fear.
And I'm wondering if that has to do with it. And I really want to know if any of the Nihil from the High Republic books play a factor into this as well. If, you know, that was kind of the upstart of this overall fear. You know, I don't know, but very fascinating. I thought it was a great episode. Really enjoyed really all the aspects of it. I love Sol interacting. Definitely. And the little interaction we got between Kel Naka and Osha while he's working on the speeder bike, that was cute. I liked that. And Kel Naka, obviously, I love and am heartbroken this week. But we'll get into that in a minute. But I thought, you know, the testing thing, when they sit there and test Osha, I loved how Sol was, you know, giving her, you know, yes, yeah, you're right. And she caught herself, and it's just because she's an honest person.
And he saw right through it.
And he saw right through it. Yeah. But he definitely Qui-Gon vibes the whole way. Like, he's an awesome guy.
But different enough, right? Like, he's not a carbon copy.
Absolutely. No. I love that the actor playing him, though, took Qui-Gon as his like,
definitely,
role model. Like, this is who I'm going to try and emulate. And I think he's done a stellar job of that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've enjoyed about this series is it is Star Wars. The music, everything about it. And one quick note about Leslie Headland, because I keep meaning to say it and I keep forgetting. I totally think that the comments that she is making are totally on purpose to rile people up and to expose some of the members of the fandom for
absolutely
how sensitive they are. I don't think that she means everything. I think she's joking
half the time, and she's being lighthearted. And granted, she could be serious. Totally fine. I don't have a problem with it. You know, like when she's doing that interview and she's talking about how R2's a lesbian, I laughed. My first thought was, well, technically, wouldn't he be like non-binary? You know, but like that was my first thought. So I'm like right That's there with funny. Her. I'm like, who cares? Like, people are getting so bent out of shape ascribing certain things to certain characters. And it's like, it's a robot.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? And I think that's what she's getting at the bottom of it is just have fun and enjoy.
People are so afraid.
Oh,
it
kills me.
I think it's hilarious.
It drives me. Well, I've loved her interviews so far. Like, I really have.
She obviously gets it. She obviously is a Star Wars fan. She understands how to make, even if the show doesn't end well and we don't like it, it's been Star Wars. It's been a good
Everything
story.
Fits like it's in the Star Wars universe.
She's doing it justice.
Yeah. I don't think she's done anything wrong here whatsoever.
Yeah.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it so far. Trying to think, episode 3, was there anything else that I missed? I like the stark contrast, you know, talking about these two episodes together tonight, because we get the stark contrast between how May and Osha first interacted in episode 3 and especially towards the end of the episode to the shift she has in episode 4. Like, it's a huge shift. But trying to think, I don't think there's anything else in episode 3. It was a good episode. Episode 4 was titled Day. What did you feel about Day?
Right off the bat, anything we get at the temple, I'm going to enjoy. So I enjoyed that. But I would say so far, that was my least favorite episode until the last, like,
the 10 end.
Minutes. Yeah, to like the last 10 minutes. I enjoyed it. Like, absolutely. We got Ki-Adi-Mundi. And that whole exchange, I thought that was cool, seeing them in, I don't know what that room is called. I'm going to call it like the briefing room. We saw it, I assume it's the same room that we saw Anakin catch up with Obi-Wan in, and I believe Attack of the Clones. It might have been Revenge of the Sith. I can't remember. But he's late.
It looks like the same room from the end of Clone Wars, when you've got Master Depa Balaba and Mace Windu and Ahsoka kind of touching base when Ahsoka's tracking down Maul and trying to get to him. And they're all in that briefing room, because there's that point where Ahsoka leaves and then it's scene for scene accurate with what happened in Revenge of the Sith.
Gotcha.
But it looked like the same kind
of room.
It makes
sense. It makes sense. It probably is the same room. And like that whole scene, I said this is probably my least favorite episode, but again, I still really, really liked it. Seeing all the Jedi walking through all the different looks.
It felt like home.
Yeah, like you could pause it and just look at them to see what they're wearing, what they look like.
I really like the High Republic robes too.
Yeah, they're cool. Ki-Adi-Mundi's was cool. He looks good. Seeing Sol convince Osha to stick around was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a very enjoyable episode. And then, you know, you get to the last 10 minutes, the hunt, right? They're trying to catch up with May. And then, you know, they finally kind of do. and she's changed her mind. She kind of feels like she understands what's going on and doesn't feel trapped anymore, which this was, I felt like this episode was some really solid character development for May. We saw a little bit more of what she was made of. She's not pure evil, right? She's got a soft side, and she was feeling trapped. If I don't do this, he's going to kill me. And then they show up.
Having that other guy kind of chirping in her ear, you know, saying, hey, knowing OSHA's alive doesn't change anything. Like, yeah, it does. It changes everything.
Really feeds into the idea that I've seen from a lot of people that he is the mask guy. Yeah. Which we'll see. I don't know. It could be. I could see it after this episode, but
sure.
So they finally catch up, and then Kalnaka, dead. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. Didn't even get to know you. Obviously, we're going to see more of him. We know that.
We have to.
From flashbacks, unless they're like deleted scenes or whatever that we're never actually going to see. But
they better not be.
I think we know that we're going to see more of him, which will be cool. Well, but I was surprised.
I think they're going to explain more. I think we're going to get the, like, you know, almost like what happened in The Last Jedi, where we get the different points of view of what happened between Luke and Ben. Yeah. I think we're going to get something like that too, where they have to start piecing together different views of, like, hey, when I arrived here, this is what I found. And when I was here, this is what I witnessed, and, you know, trying to piece that together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously going to be a big conflict at some point, because Saul's the only one left, right?
Yep.
There's got to be a reckoning there where they face
the last
each other.
One on the list.
Yep. So what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But then this episode, in minutes, a minute, 2 minutes before the episode ends, it jumps way up, and it's the excitement level is through the roof. You see, like, he shows up, the Acolyte shows up, and then you see they ignite their lightsabers, and they, you know, they start the fight, and he's like, nope. Force pushes them all away, and then the episode.
How about cuts. How he tosses OSHA like a rag doll?
Yeah,
I mean, he just does a little flick, and she goes.
We're obviously dealing with
somebody
strong,
and I'm like, oh my! Which, I mean, that makes sense. You think about it. If the rule of two is in place right now, and he is one of the two, they're culminating their power, and really honing in on it. Whereas the Jedi are very dispersed in their power across all the different Jedi members.
There are some people I've talked to that think it's Tenebris.
I would love for it to be Tenebris, but I don't think it will be. I think this is like the Darth Maul. You know, I think that's who he's going to be.
So you think he's who we're dealing with is the apprentice?
Yes. I 100% think that. I think Tenebris, this kind of stuff is below him, and he's using this guy who's doing kind of like the Dooku thing. Because I think May, this is how I'm thinking about it. Tenebris, or whoever the master is pulling strings and trying to orchestrate some stuff going on. Then you've got this Acolyte character, whoever he or she is, and they have May under their pocket, kind of like Dooku had Ventress.
Okay. It could be. I think it could be any of it, honestly, because what if this is Tenebris's way to power?
I just don't know that it would be, because Tenebris was a Bith, and the helmet does not look like something that would fit on a Bith's head.
Have we seen one in live action before, though?
Yeah, a Bith, they're the Cantina Band characters.
Oh, that's them?
That's a Bith.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought they
If I've got that
they...
correct. Let me check on my...
You might be right. I think I've heard that.
Let me check on my Wikipedia site here. Make sure it's canon.
Yeah. Now, anyway. In that case, I don't know that it could be.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it would be Tenebris. I mean, the helmet, there have been a lot of comparisons to like Kylo Ren's helmet in Rise of Skywalker, because you can see some of the cracks and everything in the helmet. And it looks like it's kind of been soldered together.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people have said, you know, it could be like the original Ren character, and that he's somehow related to the Knights of Ren, which I'm all for. I think that would be cool. I really do. I really think if he was like the original Ren or something like that, I'm down for
maybe.
It. Yeah, Bith. I was correct. B-I-T-H. Thank you, Wikipedia. You have proven yourself useful once again. But I don't see that helmet fitting on a Bith head.
Yeah.
The proportions just don't look right. But regardless, super, super cool character. Definitely. I like the idea that it's the poison guy. I like that idea. And I very much feel like, you know, his lack of confidence, or, you know, he kind of seems unable to really take care of himself.
Chimere?
And so, huh? Are
you talking about Chimere?
Yeah, whatever his name is. I don't remember. The one that, you know, mixes the Bunta poison yeah. and stuff like that. He seems very incompetent, almost like a Jar Jar. You know,
but smart enough at this, like,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
he'll
clever.
He'll drop little things where it's like, I think you might be smarter than you're letting on.
And I think he's definitely way more connected to this character, you know, this mystery acolyte, than we realize.
Yeah.
You know, because she even tries to kind of, she kind of tries to dig up a little bit about, you know, what his connection, like, what does he owe, you know, the acolyte or master or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd be very interested to see if that is him. But I do think Tenebris is behind it.
We need to have a moment where May realizes that it's him or something and goes, she asks him, if do you know who it is? And he goes, of course I know him. He's me.
That would be too comical, like too
oh
on the nose.
Oh my God. I would
that
die.
That would
be
totally
so
break all of the tension. Cause here, yep. The one thing I've loved about this show, well, not the one thing, but one of the things, is it really does feel like a true crime detective.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to piece everything together. And every ending that we've gotten from release on has left me wondering, and it's changed my theory every single time. They have kept me guessing and kept me wanting. This show has done such a great job with that.
It's refreshing.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just, now, don't get me wrong, I love the action-packed stuff where, you know, it's just continuing storylines of different, you know, filling in blanks in gaps in our storyline. I love stuff like that. But this is just, it's very different from what a lot of what we've gotten so far in Star Wars. And I love everything about it.
Agreed.
Well done so far. Rip Kelnaka, looking forward to the flashback scenes with you. Very interested.
Gone too soon.
Very interested to see how this all unravels.
Me too.
But fantastic show so far. Kevin, thank you for joining me tonight. It's been fun. It's been real. All of you guys out there, don't be a-holes. Be nice. Play nice in the sandbox with everyone.
Have fun. That's what it's about.
Yeah, just stop taking it so seriously. If you really don't enjoy it that much, just watch the originals or leave. Find something else. There are a million hobbies out there. You know, you could go do some underwater basket weaving for all I care. I don't care what you do. But stop being an a-hole. I'm done with it, and we're all done with it. It's getting old. You can find us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of those fun places, Records of the Republic. You can send us an email, recordsoftherepublic@gmail.com. RFB, we have not heard from you in a while. I'm going to have to call you this week to check in on you, make sure you're okay. Give us a follow, leave us a rating. We would love to hear your feedback. And if you've got theories about who the acolyte is, you know, what happened to the witches, let us know. We'd love to discuss it on our pod. As always, may the Force be with you. And remember, this is the way. episode titles. Day. It's just called Day. What a stupid name. Disney has ruined Star Wars.